Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki today announced a summit of the country's political leaders, which could take place in the next few days. Al-Maliki is under pressure from sources at home and abroad to resolve the political stalemate and achieve reconciliation among Iraq's ethnic and religious groups. Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council voted unanimously on Friday to expand the UN role in Iraq. Iraq expert at the Washington, D.C.-based Middle East Institute, Wayne White, says international involvement can only be of limited help.
It falls into the same basket as the U.S. talks with Iran and the regional conference in Sharm. Efforts to try to bring the international community into the situation in ways that will support the Iraqi government and stability in Iraq. The problem is that most all the fundamentals relating to the security situation, the political impasse inside of Iraq, shaky governance, are all indigenous to Iraq. And there's just a limit as to what foreign intervention can accomplish, something that the United States knows very well, you know, with 160,000 troops on the ground and thousands of contractors and diplomats, et cetera. If violence in Iraq has set community against community so severely, it's hard with all that blood on the ground to bring parties together in Iraq to try to bring down levels of violence significantly.